What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 17, right, Mike?
Yep, 17.
It's your boy, Carlos Perez, my co-host.
Miguel. Call me Big Mike or Mike, but I prefer Miguel.
Last name, Vasquez.
Vasquez.
And yes. We are back. Today's episode is pretty much audio only because I'm away at work in Oklahoma.
Sadly, I miss you.
You know, it's funny one time. Hold on. Let's finish this intro. This is the Local Podcast. You can find our podcast on YouTube, Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes, aka Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. If you want, if you want to join us and talk to us, you can join our Discord. All those links are in the description or the bio, wherever you're watching this. So, I mean, let's hop right in. What you been doing, dude?
For sure. Today, I told you I went to the beach like right after work. I've never been to Laguna Beach, so I went there with my friend and her cousin, and yeah, it was cool. I've never been there, and it has like a really, really nice view. If you've ever been at Laguna Beach, mm-hmm. It has this really I don't know how to explain, like this cliff kind of, I have no idea, man, but it's a really nice place, and I've never been there, so it's like a first for me.
I feel like you were there for like a little bit, right? Because I know you told me you got off work and then told me you just got back to the beach.
It was, I mean, we didn't really take long because we went there to get like seafood too. Mm-hmm. We weren't really there for long because my friend's cousin, she has work the next day. She has to be home early. Mm-hmm. So we weren't there for that long, but it was actually pretty good. I got seafood. I got deep fried shrimp, which I don't normally like eat, like mm-hmm. deep fried shrimp. But you know, I had no choice.
You like bacon wrapped shrimp?
I've never tried it, but I've heard it's pretty good. Had it. Yeah.
It's so good, bro. Have you had bacon wrapped wings?
No, I haven't.
Dude,
wait, boneless wings are like fucking.
No, they're traditional.
Dude, I haven't.
Yeah, dude. Bacon wrapped wings are so good, especially bacon wrapped shrimp. Sometimes some seafood place, they do it. I know Los Portales next to our house on Euclid, mm-hmm. they have bacon wrapped shrimp, but I don't like it with cheese, and they only make it with cheese, so that kind of bums me out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The other restaurant that we used to live next to, it's right there on Kingsley and Central, like that mm-hmm. Mexican restaurant. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The one on Euclid, right?
No, the one on Central. The one on Kingsley and Central.
Dang it. I'm not sure.
Hmm. Oh, well, yeah, they have really good bacon wrapped shrimp there, too. But continue on. What have you been doing this week? You went to the beach today?
So I'm taking on 8 commissions for a guy from the UK. It's
Wait. 8 commissions for one guy?
Yeah, from one guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I was gonna take it, but like the thing is, like, I mean, I don't really have much to do, like, for designs. Like, I mean, I think it's just a good opportunity, you know.
Yeah, and, to build up your resume and stuff.
Yeah, and then, like, he's from the UK, so it's like mostly like a website. Like, it's a pretty big website in the UK, I guess. It's mm-hmm. Sky.com, like, or something has to do with Sky News. I'm not sure, but he wants to do these designs about these like these political figures, like, you know, like Trump and shit like that, like, okay. He wants me to do it. Yeah, I guess he's into that kind of stuff, and yeah, like, I thought the deal was like really good, like mm-hmm. and I agreed to it, so I'm just gonna do like, I guess I'm gonna do like 8 designs, and yeah, I'm sure I'll kill that shit like really quick, and you know, I enjoy doing it, I enjoy designing, so it's a win-win, you know?
Yeah. And you've been changing your sleeping schedule, too, so you're not sleeping late.
Yeah. That's true. Like, back then, I would, like, stay up, like, 3 just designing, you know? Mm-hmm. And not just designing, but I would just stay up, like, because, like, you know, sometimes you just stay up looking up shit or, like, just doing stuff. But now, like,
I've been sleeping. It's all those good memes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been going, waking up early, just going out early. And, yeah, which is good because, yeah, I just hate waking up like 2 in the afternoon or like even 12 or 11, it just feels like the days day goes by shorter, yeah, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, just that. And I've been playing Resident Evil 4 too, especially on the go too.
Oh, on your Switch? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of the Switch, like, I was thinking about getting the Switch Lite.
Yeah.
Yeah, because one of my coworkers has it, and I seen it in person mm-hmm. for the first time. Just like, I think I saw it yesterday. Yeah. And yeah, I was like, fuck, you know, like, it's just, it looks so convenient. You know, like, it's so smaller, you know, like, to put in your pocket.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast at work, and mm-hmm. Everyone that has a Switch Lite right now, they they like it better than their original Switch, at least mm-hmm. just for handheld mode. That's what it's made yeah. for, basically. It's only yeah. handheld mode. You can't dock the Switch Lite. So they like it better just because they believe that some games are way better on a smaller screen. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
It's like when the DS came out. Like, imagine yeah. playing DS games like on a big screen. Like, that probably sounds cool and stuff. But sometimes a lot of things on the big screen don't look as good as on a smaller screen. Am I making sense?
That's true.
It's like would you play like I don't know how to describe it, but the way they were saying like how much they love their Switch Lite is like, dang, that sounds kind of handy. Like right now, like I'm traveling for work, and I have my big Switch, and the Switch Lite is supposed to be lighter and smaller, easier to travel with. And I'm only playing my Switch right now in handheld mode. Like, imagine I had the Switch Lite, I would have something yeah. that's lighter. And I mean, I'm only playing in handheld mode. Like, it'll be convenient, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and the battery lasts longer.
Yeah, yeah, true. And the thing is, like, for me, I've never ever used a dock, like, except for like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because, like, I'm mostly like a handheld person
yeah.
for the Switch, and I was thinking, like, damn, I could just sell my like regular Nintendo Switch and just get the handheld. But you know, I do prefer like the bigger screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And because, you know, it's already a small screen. Like, I think it's like 5 inches or 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already like a small screen for like, especially like for AAA games.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so I was thinking, you know, I don't really use dock.
Yeah.
And but yeah, you know, I think I'll just stick with the regular one. I like the original look, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still want the Switch Lite just to have. But like the yeah, convenience yeah. of it being small, like, dang, it makes me actually want to play it. But I kind of just want to keep it in the box and just say, yeah, I have one. I want the yellow one yeah. so bad.
Sure, yeah, that's true. But yeah, that's what I've been doing this past week. What about you?
I've been doing a lot. I got a burp. We can't have a local podcast without the classic Carlos.
Yeah, iconic.
From what I've been doing, I saw It too.
Oh already. Yeah, yeah.
I saw it with my girlfriend.
Finally. And how'd you like it?
Dude, I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool.
It was good.
Yeah.
Definitely. Obviously, like Pennywise is a lot more aggressive in that film, but hey, you know.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier last time,
yeah, hey, like you
know, 7 years, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking that he was more aggressive because obviously he's not getting a lot of kids. He's yeah. trying to kill the kids that fucked him up last time, you know what I mean? And they're adults, yeah. so they should be better, and they're stronger, they're older, they know better, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Basically, their abilities like times 10 because it's been, 30 years? 26 mm-hmm. years? I forgot how many. But yeah, dude, I liked it. It was pretty cool. I don't want to talk about spoilers just because... I'm pretty sure yeah, a lot of people haven't seen it. Or maybe you guys have, but let me know. I liked it. It was pretty cool. So I went to work, right? Dude, so the day I was supposed to leave to work, I left on the day Link's Awakening came out and the Nintendo Switch Lite. So when I went to bed, so I had a flight for 11 o'clock or 11:30, I think. And you know how you're supposed to be at the airport like an hour early?
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, an hour early, yeah. True.
Best Buy opens at 10 o'clock.
Fuck.
I go to Best Buy the minute they open and stuff, and I see a lot of people online. I'm like, oh, God, are they here for the Switch Lite? And then everyone inside, they just go to the Pokemon card section. Because they're looking for Pokemon cards. And I know which Pokemon cards they're looking for. They're looking for the Hidden Fates edition, because me and Damien are also looking for those. We already pre-ordered a couple of cards online, but yeah, it's like super hard to find right now. But nonetheless, I get there at 10 o'clock. I get my Link's Awakening, get two Link Amiibo sets because they look so sick. And I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to get my girlfriend a Switch Lite. And I got her the blue one. But it kind of sucks because when I got it for her, I wasn't there to see her like open it and stuff or actually use it. So I was kind of bummed.
Could have FaceTimed her.
She did FaceTime me when she was opening it. It was pretty funny.
Oh, shit. That's cool.
She made an unboxing video on her Snapchat. That was funny, too. That's cute. It was so funny. But I got her to Switch Lite. I'm loving Link's Awakening. It's like so chill. Like, I hop in and out, but fuck. There's like this, like, some of the puzzles, they don't teach you how to beat them, but it's pretty stupid. Like, I'm pretty stupid on not knowing what to do. Like, there was this one part where I couldn't get out. Like, it was like a what do you call it in Mario Maker? Self-lock. It's when you lock yourself in like an unbreakable room. So you have to either wait for the time to wait for the time to expire, and then the time kills you in Mario Maker. So I basically got stuck in this area, and I was like, what the hell? How the hell do I get out? And I didn't know how to get out. I was like in between two rocks, and there's like these little tents. They look like balloons. And I was like, what the hell? The only way I could do this is if I kill myself, and because you can't restart over in Link's Awakening. And I had bombs, so I killed myself with the bombs. Mm-hmm. I had a fucking fairy revive me and give me all my hearts back. So then I had to kill myself again with all my bombs, and I almost ran out too, but thank God I didn't. So I killed myself, and then restart me from my last checkpoint. And I'm looking around like, how the hell do I progress? And I look in my item menu. I'm like, what the hell? When did I get this item? I have an item that makes you run fast, and he's poking out his sword. So you use that to pop the tents.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would have known that, I wouldn't have to kill myself.
Yeah.
But it didn't teach me that. So, like, you pretty much have to always know what items you're getting and how to use them. But nonetheless, I love Link's Awakening. It's so dope.
For sure, dude. That's like a remake, huh?
Yeah, it's a remake of the original from the Game Boy.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's dope. I recommend it if you guys haven't played it.
You know, I've never really played, like the old school Link games, but, I mean, like, they're like critically acclaimed, you know, like they have so much praise, you know, and I'm like,
do you have a Nintendo Online?
No, I don't.
Wow, dude, you should have got it because the SNES came out.
Oh, yeah.
You could have played Link's Awakening. It's one of the greatest Zelda games.
True.
But yeah. No,
I already know what you do. I don't really play online, you know.
I know, you get those free games, you know.
That's true.
And it's cheap. I mean, $20 for a year? You could beat that.
Oh, shit.
No one can beat that.
That's true. That's cheap.
Mm-hmm. But what else? I forgot. I had a story to tell. So on my flight to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had like a layover. And so I went from California to Texas and then Texas to Oklahoma, right? Excuse me. So on my flight to Oklahoma, no joke, dude. Man, dude, I was flying Southwest. In Southwest, you could pick your own seats.
Yeah.
You're just in a group number. And man, dude, no joke. There was like, not that I have anything against fat people, but like, damn, dude. There was like at least like 60 fat people, like really big people.
What the fuck?
Yeah, wait, like
when you were in Texas, right?
Yeah, when I was in Texas going to Oklahoma. Bro.
Texas is known for having like the most fattest dudes. Like,
are they really?
Yeah, it's called the big state, some shit like that. yeah, dude. Yeah, that is true.
Holy I never fuck. Heard that. That's crazy.
Yeah, you can look it up. that's crazy. Like, I've heard that so many times. Like, I'd watch like documentaries about like obese people and stuff like that, and. Mm-hmm. They're like, it would like say they're from Texas, and they would mention, "Oh, Texas is a big state," you know, because I think Texas is bigger than California when it comes to, when it comes to size. But like there was a reason why Texas is called the big state, because there's like a lot of like obese people there. But that's crazy though.
Yeah, dude. So I was like really worried. I was like, oh God, I don't mind, you know? But like, damn, there was like a majority of them were pretty big, and I did not want to get like squished or like be uncomfortable for like 4 hours. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? And the flight was full too. But like, thank God there was like, I sat next to some, I guess, regular sized people.
That's crazy, dude. Holy shit.
But yeah, dude, there was a lot of them. But nonetheless, yeah, the flight there was whatever's. So there's I took an Uber today, right? And I was going to the ski park. And what happened? I was telling him where what ski park I was going to is called the Gathering Place. And dude, no joke, I've never seen a park like this. Like not just a ski park, like it's a park.
Like a park,
So like Montclair Skate Park, like there's a like a little playground and stuff. No joke, dude. This park is like 5 miles long.
What the fuck? Oh
It's
shit.
like
It's like,
right next to a lake, dude, like at the beginning. So like there's like stuff to look at, like drawings and stuff, like the architecture that they make at the park. You're just walking down like a hill, and in the center they have like this cool, you could look at more information on like just look up Gathering Place, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay, just Google that and you can see more of what I'm talking about. But there's like a big giant playground for like adults and kids, dude. It's so big. They have a YMCA with the pool tables and ping pong and
They have a
stuff.
water park too, huh?
Yeah, they have a
Do
water
they?
park.
Jesus.
What else? They got a skate park. They got like six basketball courts, eight tennis courts. Like, dude, it's huge. And like I was talking to the Uber driver, I was like, yeah, dude, no joke, I've never seen a park like this, or at least never been to one, and I wish we had something like that back in California. And he was telling me that that's just the beginning, that's just phase one, that there's supposed to be phase two and phase three coming along, and supposedly it's supposed to compete against Central Park in New York.
Oh shit.
Yeah, because I guess Central Park is like the king of parks in the United States. But like no joke, I think this looks way better than Central Park already. Because Central Park is just a big grass field in a circle, right? I've never been there, but at least
It's like
from what
it's
I've
not
seen
really
in
a
like TVs
circle.
and movies.
Yeah, Central Park is rectangular, I think. It's not circle, but it's not like an oval kind of shaped park, but it's really nice. I've never been there, but obviously, like, it's in the Big Apple, the big city, so you get to see like the skyscrapers and shit. Honestly, like,
It's supposed to be really beautiful there from all the trees and flowers that they got at the park, you know? But like this one is like the gathering place, I feel like is so dope. The ski park is right next to the lake, and I think that lake it powers all the electricity in the city.
Oh shit.
So like you know how like they have those dams and they have like the water flow turrents powering up everything? Yeah, I think that's what that lake is doing because there's an electricity building right there for power.
That
But
makes
yeah, dude,
sense.
it's so nice. But
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. I'm looking through the images. It does look nice. Pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You got to experience that.
Yeah, dude,
Pretty
I
cool.
love that park. It was brand new too.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. That's a study.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's the only thing I like about here in Tulsa. Let me see, what else do I have? What else? Oh, dude, so I fucked up, but didn't really fuck up. Because I should be saving my money, but there is something that I really wanted. I pre-ordered another statue.
For sure, for sure. Like, what kind of statue, though?
So it's like it's not a sideshow or nothing, but they pretty much make like statues like sideshow. It's made out of resin. It's Majora's Mask from The Legend of Zelda. Have you seen that mask?
No, I haven't.
Dude, yeah, dude. It's made by First Four Figures. And it's a Majora's Mask. And man, dude, it is so fucking nice. But I'm kind of sad because I was just looking at like Googling, like just random shit. I was bored. And I saw one, and they have like a limited edition one that was exclusive to their site. And his eyes glow. Like you can turn on an LED and the eyes glow. Man, dude, that thing is so nice. But I was like, I couldn't find it anywhere, so I was like, you know, I'm just gonna look for the base model then. People are reselling it for like $500 when it retails for $350. And I was like, $500? Nah, I won't get it. And then, like, I was just looking for the limited edition one, and I found a website that had it in stock, like for pre-order for retail price. And I was like, fuck, should I get it? I could just wait and pay like the overpriced fee. Maybe I'll pay like $600 for the limited edition one if someone's reselling it. But then I was like, nah, you know what? I'll just get my pre-order in right now. And I was talking to one of my friend Robert's friends on their Discord, and there was someone in his Discord that's like a super big Legend of Zelda fan. And then I was posting pictures of all the statues and stuff, and Robert tagged him. He was like, yo, check these out. And he was like, dude, what? I've been looking for that mask. Send me a link. And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna send him a link after I pre-order this, just in case it sells out by the time I send him the link, you know? So I got my pre-order in and everything. No joke. After I pre-order it says sold out.
Fuck.
So like
Wow.
I was like legit the last one to buy the last one. And
That's crazy.
I couldn't send him the link because it was sold out, and I haven't told him the story. So if you're listening to
What a
this,
coincidence.
I
That's crazy.
think his name is a Link is here. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry, dude. But yeah, so that was my experience. I fucked up twice from not saving money and not sending him the link first.
It'll all pay off, man.
Yeah, dude.
Collecting the statues is such a good hobby. Kind of expensive, but hey, if it's something that you enjoy doing, which I enjoy doing, collecting collectibles, stuff like that, it's worth it, in the end.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to find space on my desk because that fucking mask is huge. No joke, I think it's taller than my Spider-Man that I got right there already.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
That is pretty. For
Okay.
sure.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say, but so basically, I'm gonna hop into some news. We don't have anything really big to talk about. Got one movie news and some video game news, but before that, I always wanted to like have like basically the first podcast of the month talk about what's releasing this month of October. So we'll start off with movies, then when we move on, we'll go into video games.
For sure.
For movies coming out this month, the first movie, we got Joker, October 4th. Kind of sucks that I
Oh
won't be home to watch it with you, dude.
yeah. We
I
can
don't
live stream.
I don't know if you want to wait, dude. We'll see when I get back home. We can watch it together if you haven't watched it.
For sure. I do know it's gonna be packed, dude. Joker is gonna the
Yeah,
movie's
hell
gonna be
yeah.
packed. So I don't think I'm gonna watch it like first day or like that same week. But I don't know if you heard, with the Joker, there's like some controversy. Like, supposedly there's gonna be like inspired shootings and shit. Like, I'm not sure if you heard about that. Have
Yeah,
you?
dude. I think that philosophy is so stupid. Like, there are a lot of like they made Warner Brothers apologize for like because they're remember when The Dark Knight came out and they shot up that movie theater? Those people that were affected by that wanted Warner Brothers to not play the Joker movie. And obviously Warner Brothers like out of respect, they're like, okay, that's what you guys want. Like, okay, that's fine. Like, we won't show it there. But like, it kind of sucks. Like, you shouldn't. They're already blaming this movie for something that hasn't happened yet, or something that people are just getting like their motive off of. Like, I'm gonna shoot up a movie theater because of the Joker. You know what I mean? Like, no, dude. Like, you're doing it because like people have their own actions. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be blaming the movie already. It's not even out yet. I know they want to prevent something from happening, which is understandable, but to be blaming the movie and like, am I making sense? Like blaming the movie for something that people that have control over themselves. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's nothing new, There's already a lot of problems going on in the US, specifically, mass shootings and shit. So, yeah, it'd be a dumb excuse, honestly, but the reason why, people would like to mention, oh, what about John Wick 3, like this dude's like killing all these bad guys. But the thing is, like, John Wick's doing it for like almost like a good purpose, because these are bad guys and he's like supposedly like he's like supposedly supposed to be the good guy. But with Joker, I guess, people there's a reason why there's like controversy with Joker, because Joker, I guess, like society turns against him, and so he unleashes his wrath, towards society, and I've heard that you, at the end of the movie, you feel sympathetic, you know, towards
the Joker.
Towards Joker. Yeah. So that's the reason why there's controversy. They don't want people to feel bad for the Joker for the way society treats them and shit like that. But I mean, you know, that's how it is, you know. I guess it's much different than John Wick, you know.
But I mean, it's kind of hard to counter because I don't know if you've seen in My Hero Academia, the main villain is like, like, it's like what you just said, but he makes it seem like he's not the villain. Does that make sense? He is the main villain because his are bad intentions, but his intentions are understandable as why he is the villain. So he's like, you heroes can slap a name on yourself and call yourself heroes because you do good deeds that you guys think are good. But sometimes there are villains where they have a motive where it's understandable for them, but it's not understandable for everyone else. So like Thanos. Yeah, exactly. Like Thanos, like he wants to kill half of the universe to make sure everyone can live peacefully and understandably. There's not enough food for everyone. So he wants to snap it in half. Now there's food for everyone. Everyone can survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, the villain in My Hero Academia is like, so you guys could save people because you want to save them. But if like my father dies, I can't go out and go kill that guy and his whole gang for killing my dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like vengeance and like being heroic, like there's no like equal terms as in like the Joker, like what you said. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like everyone's got their own. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's another one, like in One Punch Man season 2, like there's this one person. Oh man, dude, he's the villain, but man, dude, he's so badass. Like his motive is pretty understandable. Like I agree with him on everything, but it's like, damn, he's the bad guy though. But fuck it, I like this guy. He's so fucking dope. But I mean, let me list all the movies, then we could talk about like what we're hyped for, what we're not hyped for, you know. Okay, so beginning of October, Joker, October 4th. Then we got Gemini Man and The Addams Family coming out on the 11th. And then we got Maleficent movie and Zombieland Part 2 on October 18th.
For sure.
I'm pretty hyped for at least the majority of these. I'm not really stoked for like Gemini Man and Addams Family. Like, eh. Mm-hmm. But, oh, another thing is too with the Joker, I want to watch it because I want to avoid spoilers at all costs.
Yeah, that is. Well, I mean, I don't think there's going to be any like cliffhangers or any.
Don't want to see anything, you know? Like,
yeah, that's true. Because Instagram, like, you know, you go on your Instagram feed and you'll see that shit right away.
Like, you'll see a picture or like,
yeah,
a fucking
it's like
caption.
When it's like when Avengers Endgame came out with spoiler alert, when Robert Downey, you know. Yeah, they would have posted that shit on Instagram, like screenshots, and I would be like, "Ah, good thing I watched it with you," you know.
Yeah.
On the first night, you know. But yeah, true, dude. I mean, you can watch it over there and then watch it here, you know, with us.
Yeah, true. But what are you hyped for on the movie's release being this month?
Joker, dude. Definitely that one actually has that one caught my attention. Obviously, you know, Joker's Joker. You know, I love Joker.
Yeah.
I just want to see his performance, you know, Joaquin Phoenix's performance.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll surpass like Heath Ledger's and then, you know, Jack Nicholson and Cesar Romero.
Yeah, obviously. He'll definitely at least like leave a mark as the Joker. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Because the fact that he lost weight, he lost like 50 pounds or 70. I'm sure it was 50, not 70. But the fact when an actor is like that dedicated, committed to a role, that's how you know they're gonna take their shit seriously. So I just want to see the performance. But what about you? What's your what are you waiting for? Like,
I'm most hyped for a Joker. I'm pretty hyped for a Maleficent, even though I don't remember anything from the first one, but I remember it being really good. I don't know, dude, something about that movie is really like appealing. Does that make sense? Like Angelina Jolie as what's her name? I don't even remember her name. I know I'm gonna have to rewatch the first one before I watch this one again. And Gemini Man, Addams Family, Zombieland is what probably like is probably like second place for hype.
Yeah. That's the Boy Scouts, right?
Zombie? No. That's the Hulu movie. Zombieland okay. is with that one actor from. You've seen Justice League, right?
Yeah, I've seen Justice League.
He's a fuck. What's Superman's villain? The bald guy. Lex Luthor. Yeah, that actor is in this movie.
For sure. Oh yeah, the dude from Yeah, I know. What's his name? Ah, dang. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Him and the fucking Emma Stone is in it. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Woody Harrelson.
Oh, Woody Harrelson. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it, and then that girl. Supposedly, when they all got back together to record this movie, when that girl was like reprising her role, you know, the youngest character, the blonde one.
Yeah.
Supposedly, when she came, that they didn't recognize her at all, from how long it's been since they recorded the first movie. But yeah, dude, I love Zombieland 1. Hopefully, they do Zombieland 2 justice. You know.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot to write on the list. If you like One Piece Stampede. Comes out from October 24th to the 31st. So I say buy tickets, reserve your seats, and go watch it if you like One Piece, because I'm going to go watch it on Halloween.
For sure.
I'm so stoked for that, dude. I'm so hyped.
I know. And it's on Halloween, too. So, I mean, what more do you want, you know?
I know. Hopefully, there's not a lot of people there because it's Halloween, you know.
But, oh, no. There won't be. I doubt it.
But it's One Piece, you know. So who knows? What was I going to say? For movies, One Piece. Oh, I forgot to mention, Demon Slayer season 1 just ended, dude. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude.
How was it?
It was so good. Season 1 wrapped up really good, and at the end of season 1, I'm pretty sure everyone knows about this already, but at the end of season 1, the last episode, they have like a big arc coming up, and the way they end it, was like, dang, dude, that's what's gonna happen when we watch it on season 2. Dang, that's sick. The credits roll through, and then in Japanese it says Demon Slayer train movie green lit. So that means that entire season of season 2, they're gonna wrap it up in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so hyped for that. But yeah, I wish you watch anime so you can so sure. we can talk, you know, more about it, dude.
Yeah, because Demon Slayer, when I hear that term, it reminds me of Doom, Demon Slayer, you know.
Oh, yeah, the Doom Slayer.
That's what's up, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess they both kill demons. That's what's up.
yeah, but we got into the movie news. The only thing I got written down is God answered our prayers, dude. We got Spider-Man back in the MCU. I didn't think it was actually going to happen.
I sort of already knew, dude, because there was like so much at stake, dude. Like, yeah. And it was all because of Disney's fault too. At first I was against Sony, but then I realized that Disney's an actual monopoly, you know? They bought out Fox, they bought out Star Wars and Marvel, so yeah, dude, it's kind of Disney's fault, you know. But
to be honest, like, can you really blame Disney? Like, at least they know what they're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, have you That's seen true. Like I heard from a lot of people that a lot of people don't like The Simpsons, at least the newest episodes.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like at least if Disney has, but then again, Disney has control of Star Wars and everything they've been putting out is shit.
Yeah,
at least the trilogy. I liked Han Solo and Rogue One. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we'll see how The Mandalorian and the Obi-Wan show comes out. But at least Disney has like I was having this conversation with my boys on Instagram, how like what skateboarding shoe is the best and who does it the best. And like, we're talking about Nike, Adidas, and New Balance. I was like, yeah, they're all great shoes, but honestly, they didn't start in skateboarding. They only got into skateboarding because they saw money in there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, what's a good skateboarding shoe that was made by skaters and intentionally for skateboarders? And, like, they can't compete to Nike, Adidas, and New Balance because they don't have the resources and they don't have the money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at least with Disney... they have the money, they have the resources, they could do all these things that they're buying, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure they could carry The Simpsons if they wanted to, and, like, everything else that they buy out. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got Spider-Man back in for one more movie, right?
Yeah, and I've also heard that they're going to try to, like, you know how Spider-Man, you know, involves with multiverses and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. They want to cameo him into Doctor Strange.
And Venom, too, and Tom Hardy's Venom.
Yeah, they want to bring, basically, for the Doctor Strange, the multiverse movie that's coming out, they want to bring the Sony universe into the Marvel universe. You know what I mean?
That's fucking crazy, dude. That's,
that'd be hype. Honestly,
real shit, that would be cool, you know, to have Andrew Garfield Spider-Man and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
That'd be crazy.
Fun. That'd be funny. That'd be cool, honestly. Mm-hmm. That'd make up for the errors that they did, you know, Sony and Disney did, you know. That would definitely please the fans, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
You know, in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, there was a clip where they had Hugh Jackman come on set and to record a Wolverine cameo.
Get the fuck, really?
Yeah, but they...
Is it on video?
No, they... Something... I think they cut the script. Like, Hugh Jackman showed up and everything, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're just going to cut it out. Like, we cut... Like, they cut his lines. So, he showed up for nothing. something like that. It's something like that. But for sure, Hugh Jackman was supposed to be in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, probably licensing issues, you know, because, you know, Fox owns... Well, at that time, Fox owned X-Men, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, something that like that.
Cool. That would have been sick, dude.
Yeah, dude. It was supposed to be for Spider-Man 2, I believe. Like, he was supposed to have a scene on the subway or the train. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
But yeah, we got
I didn't know that.
I forgot where I heard it. I think I was watching, like, I don't know. They've been releasing a lot of Tobey Maguire Spider-Man universe notes, like the scripts or the book of how they were writing the story. And they had, and someone posted of Hugh Jackman was supposed to be there and stuff.
I would have been.
But yeah, we got Spider-Man back in the MCU for one more movie. We'll see where that goes out. They agreed on a new contract. Disney gets 25% of merchandise, whatever's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about the money, at least with big corporations, you know what I mean?
It's all business, you know? They don't really care about fans, but hey, you know, that's how business runs.
Yeah, but hey, we got Spider-Man back. I'm happy. That's cool. I would have been happy if Sony did their own thing and they carried him on to something better or something just as good as the MCU. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But hey.
I just hope Spider-Man's like, you know, obviously like violence isn't everything in films, but you know, Spider-Man, you know, like in the last film, which one was it? Far From Home. There wasn't really that much, you know. Yeah,
action.
Like there was action, but not as much action as like, you know, with the Amazing Spider-Man 2 films and Tobey Maguire films.
I feel like he's been getting fucked up, though. Like, he got pretty fucked up in his Homecoming movie. He got the whole building falling on him. And then he got pretty beat up in Endgame, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's learning, you know? I understand. There wasn't that much action, though, in Far From Home.
Yeah, they're trying to build him up. That's why they're trying to, like, he's obviously still in high school. And by the time that he's older, he's going to be much wiser and much better. But yeah, that makes sense, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty hyped for... At least if we get more Spider-Man in the MCU, you know what I mean? That'd be pretty happy. You know what I mean? I just feel like all these characters deserve to be together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Money or not, I want them all together.
I would love to see Deadpool with Spider-Man.
Dude, I want that so bad, dude. I want Deadpool. I want the three reds. I want Deadpool, Daredevil, and Spider-Man right next to each other. Right there in New York City, fighting it out together. Deadpool being annoying, Spider-Man being a kid, and Matt Murdock just freaking like, can you guys be serious for just 1 minute? That'd be so sick.
And I feel like, you know, if obviously it would be a PG-13 film because it's by Disney, but I feel like they could bleep out Deadpool's language, you know.
I know Disney said something that that they won't have that they're not against making a rated R movie for Deadpool. And then I know Ryan Reynolds says that Deadpool doesn't have to be a rated R movie to be good.
Yeah, because so they could just they can bleep it out, you know. That makes sense.
But nonetheless, I'm hyped. Spider-Man back. But same. I mean, that's all the movie news I wrote down. I can't think of anything that happened this past week that was movie news related. So we could just hop into video games. So for video games, what we got coming out this month, We got Tom Clancy's Breakpoint, October 4th, Ring Fit Adventure, the freaking Switch Fit, the one where you exercise with the Joy-Cons, coming out October 18th, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, October 25th, Outer Worlds, October 25th, same day. And to end off that month, we got Luigi's Mansion 3. What do you think? Oh, Luigi's Mansion 3 comes out on Halloween.
You know, I've been looking through, out of all those games, like Luigi's Mansion 3?
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one actually caught my attention because, you know, being back as a kid, you know, back in the day as a kid, I would love to play, like, I would always play Mario games with my friend, my neighbor. And he had a GameCube at that time, so we would play, like games like that, you know, and looking back at it, you know, it's Halloween, you know, you know, it gets you in the mood, you know, but it's going to be out on the 31st. So by that time, I'm probably going to be like either trick or treating or just it's going to be too late to get it, you know, and feel the spirit, you know,
yeah,
the Halloween spirit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I'm actually into like platform games like that, you know,
like puzzly platforms. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into games like that. So, out of all the games you listed, that one actually has my attention.
Okay. Side story. Side tangent. When you said you went to your friend's house, like your neighbor, I remember me and my dad were walking to Ontario Mills, and I took him inside the Lego store. And then I was showing him the Lego set I wanted to get, but it was like $800. And he was telling me, he was like, dude, you know, I used to have, like, when I was a little kid, my neighbor, he used to come over and bring his Legos. And one time he brought his Legos over, his Star Wars Legos. And his mom called him back to come to the house to eat. And after that, I never saw him again. And I was like, what the heck? Like, whatever happened to that kid? So I asked my mom. And like 2 days later, like I seen like a bunch of like, I saw the ambulance there, like at his house and stuff. And I didn't know anything. And he had asthma, and he had an asthma attack and died. So he like,
what the fuck?
So he never got to pick up his Legos from my dad's house.
So your dad kept it?
I think my grandma has it like in a box somewhere.
Aww.
But yeah, my dad told me that story.
That's sad.
Yeah, I was pretty sad. But then I was like, so you're gonna buy me some Legos? No, just kidding.
Oh my god! Wait, you were little at this time, huh?
No, this was like a couple months ago.
Oh my god! This whole time I thought it was back when you were little, when you were younger.
Nah, but yeah, that was pretty sad. I felt that. I was like, damn.
Yeah, dude, that's sad.
Yeah.
You know, life's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, out of all the games that I'm hyped for coming out this month, honestly, it's going to be Outer Worlds, dude. You haven't seen any footage of Outer Worlds?
No, I haven't. What is it about?
Dude, it's like futuristic, like open world. Like, I don't know how to describe it because I haven't watched a lot of gameplay on it or a lot of information. I'm trying to go in blind as hell. But man, dude, it looks so appealing.
Yeah.
After that, we could like watch a trailer together or something. But Outer Worlds, October 25th. I thought it was going to be a long time before we saw this one, at least like next year. But like the sooner we get it, hell yeah, I'm hyped. Like that gives me. Oh, sure.
Yeah. I'm watching like a gameplay of it.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of BioShock in some way, you know?
Yeah. It looks really good. At least like gives me hope because like the sooner I get out of here and go home, I could play that game too.
Is it a Microsoft exclusive?
No, it's a fucking
for all platforms?
Yeah, all platforms, Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, and PC. Well, the only thing that sucks is that at least on PC, because that's where I like to play like a majority of big AAA games, because that's where I play it the best.
Yeah,
it's Epic exclusive
for sure.
No, not for sure.
No, like for sure, for sure.
That sucks. I mean, because I don't want to give them my money. At least show that I bought it on Epic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd probably buy third party, like not third party, but like from a website, so they get my money instead of Epic.
Yeah.
That's what I did with Borderlands 2. I don't know if that works or if the way I'm doing it works that Epic doesn't get my money. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm pretty hyped for it. I'm really excited. That's the main game I'm really hyped for. Tom Clancy. I played the beta the other day. My laptop barely ran it, but...
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And it was kind of boring to me. My friends liked it because they thought it was a better version of The Division, but then I was like, dude, The Division 2 is out, but he hasn't played it, so he couldn't really compare it. But yeah, he says he likes it better. He thought it was really fun. Luigi's Mansion 3, I'm also hyped for. I'm definitely picking that up day one. Pretty hyped for that. But yeah, that's all we got coming up for October. We can hop into the video game news. You want to talk about Terminator?
Terminator. Okay, so like earlier I asked you if you ever watched that Rambo game that came out like back in 2014 or 15. It's a rail shooter, you know, like House of Dead, you know, when you go to Dave's and Buster's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that Rambo game in it, and looking at the trailer and gameplay, it got so much shit, like, because of how bad it is. Like, it's so
really
awful. Like the Sylvester Stallone model, the 3D model of Sylvester Stallone is like so shitty. Like, and they got so much shit for a lot of people were just clowning on it. And now, like, as I watched the trailer, the gameplay trailer of Terminator, I saw in the comments that someone mentioned that it's the same developer that developed the Rambo game. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But the thing is, like, it looks pretty decent, you know, the Terminator game, especially like for a Terminator game, you know, like a movie game, you know. Normally, you know, games that are developed for movies, like they don't really come out that good, you know, like but yeah, like I saw it, it looks like Call of Duty, like just like in the Terminator universe, you know. But yeah, like it's like whatever, you know. I'm not really into like Call of Duty games or like first person shooter games, unless it's like Doom, because Doom is like a whole different breed, you know.
It's its own genre. Like, it's not even a first person shooter.
Genre,
it's just Doom.
Yeah, like I think I mentioned it in like in the other podcast before, like I can't get into Call of Duty after playing Doom. Doom is just like a crazy ass, like demons everywhere, dude. And with Call of Duty, you have to duck, you have to like cover, and in Doom, you know, you can't cover. These demons are just straight up like fucking eating you alive. Yeah, so I can't really get into like games like that, but yeah, it looks pretty good to me.
Yeah, I have no comment on it. I don't really care for it.
Yeah, it looks
Terminator,
all right.
just like yeah, it just looks all right. But I thought that was worth mentioning, you know. What about Medal of Honor? New Medal of
It
Honor
looks
coming out too.
You know, back on the PSP, back like 2006, 2005, I would always play Medal of Honor with my friend online. So, it looks pretty good, you know. When I get it, I haven't played a Medal of Honor game like in a long time, so I don't think I'll get it. But it's good to see it though. It's good to see that it's still up there, you know, Medal of Honor. I do know that. I'm sure EA develops. Well, they fund. They publish the game, but I know it's been a while since we've had a Medal of Honor game, a AAA game like that.
Yeah, most definitely. I
Yeah,
it's been like
it's
a
good.
couple of years.
Yeah, it's been like I think 2011 or 2010, but
I think
it's good
so.
to see them bring it back, you know.
Yeah,
But
it looks
would I
like.
get it? Yeah. I wouldn't get it, you know.
Yeah, it was just something worth mentioning also.
Yeah, because you know it's like my childhood. You know, when I first got the PSP, it had Medal of Honor was definitely one of the first games I've ever played on the PSP, and
Yeah.
that's just it brings back so many good memories, man. But yeah, like other than that, you know, would I get it? No, I wouldn't get it. Yeah, it looks good. It looks good.
Yeah.
It's a good comeback, you know.
Fuck. So yeah, that's pretty much Medal of Honor news. We got a teaser for the new Batman game. That's pretty fucking
Oh.
hype, dude.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's not made by Rocksteady. It's made by WB Games
The
from
ones that made Origins, right?
yeah,
Developed,
they're the studio from Montreal, from Canada. Yeah, WB Games. They made Batman Origins. Man, dude, I'm ready for a new Batman game. It's been like what, 8 years?
Yeah, dude. No, yeah, well, when they developed Origins, right?
Well,
But,
from Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight came out 5 years ago, right?
I thought
Four
it came
years ago.
out. No, it came out 2015
2015.
or
Arkham Knight.
14.
15. I went with you, dude, to go pick it up. You still remember at GameStop?
Yeah, because remember? No, dude, I think it came out 2014. And oh no, it got
No,
delayed.
15.
It got
20, yeah, it
delayed.
was delayed, yeah. Yeah.
Bastards. Yeah,
I still have,
2015.
yeah.
Yeah. Because
I still have footage
I
of
know it got
it.
delayed like three times, dude.
Yeah, it did. I remember.
Because I remember it was supposed to come out like the week after my birthday, and then
Yeah.
it said August, And they were like, yeah, we're just pushing it to next year. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was so hyped for that game, dude.
I remember. Good
but
times,
yeah.
man.
But yeah, the new Batman teaser, supposedly, at least that's what we're all assuming, that it's going to be a new Batman game coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other day was Batman Day. And WB Games posted a picture of the bat symbol. Like, everyone, everywhere around the world, they're putting up bat symbols, signals.
Yeah.
The lights. Excuse me. And WB Games edited the clip, and it shows like a symbol like glitching in and out of the clip, and that symbol represents the Court of Owls.
Yeah, but, yeah, I've heard.
I don't know much about the Court of Owls. I know I was reading the New 52, and it was like bringing me in to like know more and more about it. But the Court of Owls is kind of like an Illuminati group.
Yeah, yeah.
But they work with, I think they work with Ra's al Ghul too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know much, but. Look out for a new Batman game, which kind of hypes me up, because now I'm thinking like, damn, like Rocksteady has to be working on something completely different. Like, there's no hope of Rocksteady coming out with a Batman game when Warner Brother Games Montreal is making a Batman game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But like we talked about the other podcast, a Ninja Turtle Rocksteady game.
Yeah,
let's fucking go, dude! I want that so bad. But everyone,
especially
Go on, go on.
Especially because the combat of Arkham Knight, it's like so fluid. And, you know, obviously with the Ninja Turtles, they're all about, you know, hand-to-hand combat.
Yes,
so that would definitely benefit, like, the way they develop the mechanics for hand-to-hand combat, Rocksteady.
Mm-hmm.
They'd kill it, dude, with Ninja Turtles, dude. That'd be pretty cool.
I would be so hyped, dude. We already talked about, like, our thoughts on, like, Ninja Turtles and stuff.
But it'd be cool, you know? Honestly, like...
Yeah,
Does Warner Bros. Own Ninja Turtles? No, right? What about license for games?
I think Warner Brothers does own rights to Ninja Turtles.
I think so. I don't know. Because I know Batman came out with... they did a collab with Ninja Turtles. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, and Batman, the comic book. And the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, dude. I wouldn't doubt it, dude. Fucking... I want it so bad. I hope it's like whatever. Whoever's listening got connection to Warner Brothers or to Rocksteady, make Ninja Turtle game, please.
Yeah.
Everyone says that they're making a Harry Potter game or a Superman game, though. There was that leak of that Harry Potter game that one year where they had like a game screening for like privately, and someone recorded it, but they took down the video. And whenever someone tried to boot it back up, they got the video taken down. Of a Harry Potter game. Like, it looked like Harry Potter, like Harry Potter, but like Persona 5 style. Like, you go to school, you learn your wizard attacks and shit like that, and then you just go on day by day at Hogwarts, and then you just play Harry Potter. that sounds cool too, but I mean, I'd rather have a Ninja Turtle game.
Or at least a Superman game, you know. But I feel like Superman would be overpowered, but then again, you know, there's Kryptonite, you know, that would like make it weaker.
I feel like, how do you make a Superman game? Like,
for because he's like strong as hell, you know?
Yeah, how do you, like, you can't nerf him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the only, because he's just born OP. It's not like Hercules, the movie. Like, so he starts off all scrawny and stuff, but he goes to Phil and trains and becomes strong. But even though he's still strong and he has the power of a god, like, he still doesn't know how to use his power, and he doesn't know. Like, he's just not OP, you know what I mean? He's OP, but not OP. Does that make sense? At least Superman, he's just completely OP. He
can fly, like right off the bat, as a kid, baby, you know?
Yeah, his strength.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just OP.
Yeah.
You can't
kill
him.
Yeah,
you could kill him with Kryptonite, but like how often is Kryptonite going to show up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That had to be like, you have to be on planet Kryptonite to fucking die. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be weak.
Yeah, that's true, because there's a reason why they created the Kryptonite, because, like, you know, Superman was like overpowered, you know, like fucking strong, and they had to tone him down with the Kryptonite.
Well, he was born on Krypton, and supposedly, like, in the center of Krypton was Kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was pretty OP, but at least their powers were calmed down, and I guess when the planet blew up, Kryptonite was scattered all over the world.
Shit.
Something like that. I forgot. Don't even bother correcting me, because I know I'm probably wrong, but some shit like that. But
Yeah.
yeah, new Batman game. I'm hyped for it. I'd be down with
Yeah.
that type of
Yeah,
setting.
yeah.
I would like
I just
to.
hope, I hope it's like third person, you know, exactly the way Origins and Arkham Knight and pretty much the Arkham series are. Like
Yeah.
the way, I just hope they have that same gameplay, you know, maybe add some new mechanics, like new gameplay, like stuff. But if it's like first person or like, I don't know, like fucking R, like virtual reality VR, like kind of Batman game, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
But
I'm
I'd
pretty
be
sure
curious.
they'll keep it how it's been going, you know?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
With the Batman trilogy. But
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
the
hyped for
core.
it. Hopefully, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah. Supposedly they'll be able to be swappable characters where you could play as Robin too, as the
Oh
story.
shit, okay. For
At
sure.
least that's just rumored, obviously, because we don't even know if we are getting a Batman game.
Yeah, just don't get your hopes up, because you know, what if they come out with a like a Batman, you know, like
No.
puzzle game, you know, or some
Oh,
shit.
no. Dude, that was like Batman
Oh, it suck.
mobile. You could play it on
Yeah.
the Apple Arcade now.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's enough of Batman news. We got a new Star Wars Fallen Order trailer for the story.
Yeah.
I did not
Yeah.
want to watch it because I want to go in as blind as I can, but then I didn't want to be left out of the news, so I just said, fuck it, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah. You could have just skipped through it, right? Did you skip through it or you actually watched the whole
Nah,
thing?
I watched the whole thing.
All right, for sure. And how, what do you think?
I'm as hyped as I was before. This game looks really awesome. The gameplay they showed at E3, I think, it looked like shit. Like, it looked like he was playing on easy mode and he was just like taking hits on purpose. Like, it just felt like he wasn't playing like he should have. Or, like, the demo they showed at E3, like, it didn't look like it was ready. So he was like stalling his attacks and stuff like that. But at least with this,
Well, I'm
because it
sure
was.
because it's live, you know. That's why they didn't, they put it on the most easiest setting, because if
Yeah,
they die,
yeah.
you know, it'll be just awkward, you know.
Yeah, but like it just seemed like he was taking the hits on purpose though. Like I don't know what he was doing, but whatever. It's like nonetheless, at least in this gameplay story trailer-ish, the combat looked fluent way better than what they showed at E3. And man, dude, I cannot wait, dude. This game comes out the same day as Pokemon. For sure I'm playing this first. I have it pre-ordered for PlayStation just because I want that hard copy. I'm gonna let my brother play it. I'm gonna get it for PC though.
When does it come out?
Fuck. November 18th?
Oh shit, it's near near Doom, right? Doom Eternal's release.
Doom. So I always talk about this. Every single podcast, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Luigi's Mansion. All right, hold on. Let me start all over. Okay. I'm doing this a month early. Okay. Now I got another thing to add. Call of Duty and Outer Worlds, October 25th. That next week, Luigi's Mansion 3, October 31st. November 9th, that next week after, Death Stranding. We'll talk about that more later. The week after that, Pokemon and Star Wars, October, no, November 16th. The week after that, Doom Eternal, November 26th. It's gonna
It's
be
gonna
a fucked up fucking 6 weeks or seven
be a
weeks, however long
It's gonna take
that
a heavy toll on our wallets, you know.
is. Yeah, hell yeah. But yeah, that Star Wars Fallen Order, I cannot wait. I'm so hyped. I wish they had like a collector's edition or some shit. I love Star Wars. I talked about when I went to Disneyland for my birthday, right?
You love Star Wars, dude. I already know, dude. That's a
But
fact, dude.
yeah, I mean, we could get into the main topic. Sony had their state of play for The Last of Us 2, and man.
It looked good. Oh yeah, it looked really good, dude. I saw the gameplay trailer. I try not to watch it. I skipped some parts because I know there's like a little spoiler. It's meant to, I guess it happens in the beginning of the game, but you know, I still try to avoid it, because they did show a spoiler of, you know, someone getting shot,
Well, they didn't
and
show it. They
they
just
didn't
had
show it,
the
but
sound.
yeah. And the thing is, I was like, oh fuck no, you know, like regardless, you know, I don't want to get spoiled, so
You
I
want to
skipped
go in
some.
blind?
So but other than that, like, it looks really, really good. Like graphically, it looks pretty good, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to like talk more. Not like I don't want to talk more, but keep continuing on The Last of Us 2 because it's a major release. If you want to go watch it, go watch it. Cool. But like the basically the main reason they had that state of play is to show the release date of The Last of Us 2.
Yeah. And they had a couple indies here and there, you know.
Yeah. But the main topic for, yeah. I mean, the main topic of the State of Play was The Last of Us 2. Comes out February 21st, 2019.
Yeah, pre-order, that's for sure.
And I wanted to watch it, like, fully. And no joke, so I follow this guy on Twitter. He always gives me, like, not gives me, but he tweets really good deals or when collector's editions go up for video games. And I muted him, so I didn't see anything spoilery because I wanted to watch the State of Play blind. And I was at work, and I was like, I was just like it was probably like 3 hours after the State of Play was done, and I was like, "Fuck! What if they had like a collector's edition of The Last of Us 2, and I'm not getting notified that it's out yet?" And little did I know, he did. They had one. They have a deluxe edition, The Last of Us collector's edition, and they have an Ellie edition, which is like, it blows my
right?
It blows my mind how. Like, how the Ellie edition is selling out. All like, so basically, the Ellie edition, you get the game, steelbook, some stickers, some pins, Ellie's backpack, a vinyl record of The Last of Us soundtrack, and you get an Ellie statue of her playing the guitar. That costs $240 for all that, okay? And... the collector's edition comes with everything like that, but you just don't get the record and the backpack for $150, I believe.
So 90 bucks off.
Yeah, pretty much. And I was like, who the hell wants a backpack and a record? But it's selling out, dude.
They'll probably sell it on eBay a couple years from now because, you know, it'll be iconic if the game comes out to be like fucking legendary.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years from now, a lot of people will be like, oh, wow, you know, they'll just sell it on eBay and it'll go for more, you know, the value will be high. But yeah, there's a reason why some people do that, you know.
I saw this interesting tweet. I don't know if you've seen it, but you've seen, I don't know, like, what did you see in The Last of Us 2? Like, what do you know in that trailer?
Well, it looks like Ellie's on her own, that's for sure. It won't be Joel now. Well, Joel does come out, like, in the end.
You saw that part, though, right?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, this, it's not really a spoiler, honestly, because I knew Joel was already going to be in that game.
Oh, okay, but, okay. This is what I was going to say.
Yeah, like, it looks like the gameplay involves, like, mostly Ellie, from the way I saw it. So, this time you won't be playing Joel. You're going to be playing, like, a much older Ellie, which is cool, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But I was going to say, I seen this tweet of some guy saying that the way you see Joel is like like how in Arkham Knight, like say Joel is already dead. Ellie just sees Joel, like how Batman sees the Joker in Arkham Knight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I didn't even think of that, dude.
That's pretty crazy. Like, that sounds cool. I liked I liked the way they did it in Arkham Knight. Like, it wasn't too much, but he was always there. You know what I mean? But yeah, that'll be like, that's a pretty cool idea, you know? Who knows what really gonna happen? We don't have the game until February.
That could happen. That's actually true, you know? That, what if, you know, Naughty Dog did that, you know?
Yeah.
The whole time. And Ellie's like hallucinating, you know? But, you know, that'd be too complicated, you know?
I mean, it could happen because she got bit and like that could fuck up like her body and mind, you know what I mean?
True. That is true.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I could think of for, I mean, that's, I mean, for the State of Play, that was basically the main thing they had. The main thing. They had that really cool game that in, that basically big news on the State of Play. They had a really cool Humanity teaser for 2020 coming out next year with all those people. Like, it looked really weird. I don't know much about it, but that's pretty much all they showed, like a bunch of people. And it looked puzzly. Does that make sense? Like, it looked like it was going to be a puzzle game.
Yeah, indie, right?
Yeah, I think so.
For sure. No, I don't think I saw it, dude.
That was at the beginning.
Yeah.
They showed off the Call of Duty story trailer, the very first story trailer for Call of Duty.
Yeah, exclusive content for PlayStation, right?
Yeah, for the State of Play, that was pretty cool. I'm really, really interested in that story mode. Like, I haven't been interested in a Call of Duty story mode since Modern Warfare 2, or Black Ops 1, actually. And this one, like, got me hooked. I'm like, damn, I cannot wait to play that story mode.
Yeah.
But, sure. Another big news that they released was that Sony is getting an exclusive like survival mode for the PlayStation 4 on Call of Duty for an entire year.
Yeah, I heard about that, and a lot of people were like fucking mad about it.
Even Sony players were mad about it because it's crossplay, and they won't be able to play the survival mode with the other players on other consoles.
Wow.
I don't know what the survival mode is, but that's what they said. It's survival mode, and it's exclusive to Sony for a year. And you know how long Call of Duty makes a new game? They make a new
every
game
year.
Every year.
Every
so month. What's the
yeah.
point? You know what I mean?
Wow. That is true. That yeah, you have a point there.
Like, that's crazy, but I can understand why people are getting mad, you know? Yeah. That's like dumb shit. Why would you make an exclusive survival mode for a year when your
yeah.
game only lasts a year?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. That makes sense. But hey, you know, people will have Fortnite to play.
And another thing that they showed off a couple of new Death Stranding trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And they revealed a new Death Stranding limited edition PS4 Pro. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Dude, no joke. I just want the controller. That yellow see-through controller looks so dope.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a yellow controller, has Death Stranding on the touchpad, and it's a white and black PS4 Pro, and it has the black hand paint on top of mm-hmm. the PS4. Looks really nice. Mm-hmm. It comes with a physical copy of the game too. Pretty
sure.
Cool. I like it. I was like, fuck, do I want to get it? But I don't want to collect PS4s.
And yeah, dude, I know.
I kind of hyped I didn't pre-order it. Like, just like, what do you
like
call
Spider-Man?
It?
Like Spider-Man?
No, like, what do you call like those instincts? Impulsive decisions.
Yeah.
And I was going to do it, but thank God, because if I did it, then I wouldn't be able to get my Zelda statue.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
Yeah, nonetheless, that's pretty much all the notes for everything. Pretty slow news week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we could get to the end of the podcast. Everyone's favorite segment.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather? No, just kidding. Everyone, like, we have, like, only, like, 3 viewers. you want to go? I went last time, so it's your turn to go first.
For sure. All right, let's see. What was the question? I have it right here.
I got to pee so bad.
I know, same here, dude, but I can hold it. It's all good.
I can't. All right, but go.
All right, fuck it. All right. All right, so let's say you're going to go on a road trip, you know, to like across the country, you know, like from California to New York. All right. You can only carry with you a Nintendo DS, a Game Boy Advance, or a PS or a PlayStation PSP. PlayStation Portable.
Wait, say them again. Say them again.
Okay, so you're going out across the country and
no, just the options. I gotta pee.
Oh, would you? Okay. You want to go pee?
Nah.
Okay. Would you rather take your Nintendo DS, Game Boy Advance, or PSP from like an era of like from the 2000 era?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't play like modern modern games like Switch, you know, or like Apple or iPhone, you know, you can't take you don't have that. Let's pretend like we're back in like 2004, 2005.
Okay, so I have 3 options. Game Boy Advance, Nintendo DS, or PSP.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I would choose the Nintendo DS.
Why?
Because you could play Game Boy Advance games on the DS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I mean, PSP, you know, they had at that time, they had GTA, Vice City Stories and Liberty City Stories, you know?
Yeah, true. But then again, PSP does have Naruto games that I never played. But I mean, I could play Pokemon, Mario, Zelda on my DS and everything.
You can play Ratchet and Clank on PSP.
True, you could. Yeah, they had Arsenal, right?
Yeah.
Up Your Arsenal. There we go. That's what it's called.
I think that was for the PS2, but they had a Size Matters for PSP.
Oh yeah, with Clank.
Yeah.
And they have one with Daxter.
Yeah. But that's your
I'm gonna go with the DS. Hell yeah.
My that answer my would shit. Be PSP.
Yeah?
Because if we're talking about, if we're back in 2006, you know, mm-hmm. the thing is, like, I would be able to have music and video, watch movies on.
Oh, true.
And you're on a road trip, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then, like, you would have to go on, you know, LimeWire. LimeWire to get music, you know?
But
so,
they also did that for Game Boy, though. They made TV shows on Game Boy Advance cartridges.
Come on, dude. Like, That's true, but I mean, you know, you can just download movies off LimeWire back then, you know?
Hey, man, you didn't say you could freaking steal free shit.
No, but yeah, that's a good answer, though. Nintendo DS, you know, I respect that, you know.
Sick.
For me, PSP. But, what's your question?
All right.
Would you rather?
For the rest of your life, would you... For the rest of your life, you could only eat one snack. Like, one snack genre. Would you only eat candy or chips?
Jesus.
So, like, when you go to the movie theater, obviously, like, popcorn's not in it, but, like, you can't get any candy at the movie theater. You can get chips, but you can't get candy. Or you could just get candy, but you can't get nachos. You know what I mean? Or, like, say, like, you're just watching TV, eat a candy bar or eat a bag of chips.
Candy. Are cookies out of the question for candy? That's not candy, right? That's a dessert, right? Obviously.
Okay.
Candy's sweet though, right?
Okay. I didn't say cookies. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Candy or chips?
Yeah. I'd go with chips, dude. I love my chips, dude. The fact is, like, eating too much candy, you know, that would kind of fuck you up, you know.
True.
At least with chips, they have like a variety of like healthy, like low fat, you know, low cholesterol.
True, they
low
do have salt. Healthy chips.
Yeah, so I would go with chips, dude. I love my Takis. I love my 7-Eleven. Hot Cheetos, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. Chips, you know, I would stay with chips. I would go with chips.
Yeah, what same about you? Here. I love my chips, too.
I love my peanut M&Ms, you know? But, you know, chips, you know, I just can't go a week without it, you know?
You could go barbecue. You could go lemon. Yeah. You could go chili. Oh. At least with candy, you're just always, like, nonstop eating something sweet.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, chips. How do you like chips?
Glad we could agree on something.
Yeah.
All right, but I gotta go pee. Let's end this podcast right here.
For sure, I do.
This has been The Local Podcast, episode 17. Thank you for listening. You can find all our podcasts on YouTube, Audioboom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. You can look at all those links in the description or the bio, wherever you're listening this from. And if you want, I really encourage you guys to join our Discord. I want to try and make it go like bigger, get more people like involved in it. See if you guys could submit some would you rather questions. But nonetheless, thank you for listening. This has been The Local Podcast. Got any last words, Mike?
You know, it's 10:50 right here in California time, Southern California time. All I gotta say is, you know, good night to you people. You know, thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a good night. You know. You too, Carlos, you know. I know it's like maybe like 1 o'clock over there in Oklahoma. I'm not sure what time it is, but you know, it's been a great day, you know, for me, and I hope it's been a great day for you guys too.
Mm-hmm. Last words I gotta say from that last episode of Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Sayonara.